Yeah, well, mate, a tough day for you, Lee. Commiserations, mate. But, yeah, gee, take nothing away from Geelong, hey. They were outstanding from the opening bounce, really, weren't they? Took a while to get that first goal, but once they did, the floodgates opened straight away, and it must have been a pretty tough watch for you as a Swans supporter, mate.
It was. Clearly the best side of the home and away season, finishing on top, two games clear, and it was well justified on grand final day. And it didn't look good signs, I reckon, in the first 10 minutes of the game. You knew that this side was white hot.
Yeah, that's right. There's not much more to say apart from that, is there? They just were on. You could tell straight away, and everything sort of went right for them, didn't it? You know, Isaac Smith was outstanding, obviously, to win the Norm Smith medal, wound back the clock. You know, he's one of the older brigade down there, and there's a lot of older players in that Geelong team. But I thought Mitch Duncan was outstanding as well. Interestingly, he didn't get a vote in the Norm Smith medal at all, which I was surprised about. I had him in contention there for a while. I thought he was brilliant. And Danger was outstanding, obviously, with his 27 disposals. You could read about all day. Joel Selwood, 26. And what about his heroics too after the siren as well? He's just an amazing human, I reckon, Joel Selwood. So, yeah, tough day for the Swannies, but, yeah, a really good win by the Cats.
Isaac Smith, he had a great afternoon, but two or three other Cats players could be justified to have that Norm Smith medal.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely no doubt about that. But, yeah, Isaac Smith, a well-deserved winner, so he really took the game on when it was needed to be taken on. And what a story he is, too. It's his fourth flag, obviously, three at Hawthorn, one at Geelong now, and a Norm Smith medalist. Lost his grandfather during the week as well, so... thoroughly deserved, 32 disposals, 3 wide kicks, and was just outstanding. So Chad Warner too, in a losing team, I thought was brilliant. Tried his heart out all day, didn't he? Robbie Fox too, from Tassie perspective, was brilliant as well. We must say one too to Jake Colajasny, who wins a premiership for Tasmania. So yeah, very exciting day for him particularly. We do get a premiership player in Tasmania, which is exciting.
Colajasny, and as you did point out, former Bernie Docker, Robbie Fox, had a good afternoon, but unfortunately just wasn't good enough on the day. And broadcasting the Water Boys from outside the MCG would have been fantastic just to soak up all that atmosphere.
Yeah, it was. It was good fun. We were probably there a little earlier for the crowd. Obviously, a lot of the MCC members were there lining up, ready to go in. But just as we were sort of winding up, the crowd really started to sort of pile into... the precinct, but that was a great show. Great to have Paddy Cripps on there, the Brownlow medalist, of course, and a few other household names. Bill Brownless joined us as well to get stuck into his brother, which is always nice. And yeah, it was a good day out, Lee.
The different code, the NRL decider, that'll be on Sunday, and it'll be the Battle of the Wests in Sydney.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Looking forward to this one. They looked a little bit of strife, didn't they, the other night, the Panthers, before they really put the afterburners on and got away to a big win in the end over the Rabbitohs, 32-12. And then, obviously, the Eels going through as well. Parramatta upstaging North Queensland by 4 on the Friday night. So, yeah, we've got Parramatta and Penrith going head-to-head. That must be, Sunday night, I think, for the NRL Grand Final, which is always a great spectacle as well. Looking forward to that. And, you know, you can't really look past the Panthers at this early stage. I wouldn't have thought they've probably been the best team all year, and that'd be my tip for the premiership at this point, Luke.
Yeah, and they'll be in their third grand final in a row, which is a remarkable achievement. A bit of cricket happening at the moment. The T20s, unfortunately for the Aussies, went down. Series lost to India 2-1, but a good match for Cam Green and also Tim David.
Yeah, it's really interesting that Cam Green is in that World Cup squad, isn't it? He's been probably our best performer in this recent series anyway. But yeah, Timmy David got a half century as well as Cameron Green. So great to see him coming in and having impact in that Aussie lineup. Plays for the Hobart Hurricanes, of course. Matty Wade only got the one in that game overnight, caught and bowled, unfortunately for him, by Patel. So yeah, unfortunately we do go down and India win the series. But obviously, it's an interesting old series, this one. Just the three T20s over there. So they'll come back and prepare now for the World Cup, which isn't too far away. We talk about having no footy, but it kind of feels the spot, doesn't it, when you've got a World Cup. You've got the Jack Jumpers starting as well this weekend. Their first game's on Saturday against South East Melbourne over at John Cain Arena. So while the footy's gone, there's still plenty of sport to keep us occupied at the moment, Lee.
Well said, plenty of other codes to fill the void, that is for sure. And we've got the domestic cricket happening at the moment, the Marsh Cup, and I think it's not far away from Tasmania having their first game.
Yeah, actually heading out to the airport this morning to get the boys flying out. Their first game's on Wednesday, I think, against South Australia, day night up there at Allan Border Field. So really good team Tassie's put together this summer, real mix of experience and youth. So I think they'll go quite well. We know they just missed out in the Sheffield Shield final last year, and under the new captain, Jordan Silk, I reckon we can expect big things from the Tigers this summer.
As it is a public holiday in the Burnie area on Friday for the Burnie Show, Darren will have a catch-up with you around about 20 to 8 on Friday. So enjoy your weekend. At such short notice, mate, I really appreciate your time this morning. Tell us all things sport. Brent Costello from Win News, weeknights at 5:30, and of course the Water Boys back Saturday morning over two big hours from 10.
Got you, mate. Have a good week, mate. Enjoy.